Off the Ball. GAA.
And even in the start of the first half, I was actually close enough to him when the game was going on and things weren't going well for Roscommon, and he was still the same. Like, you wouldn't even know if they're winning or losing. That's kind of the way he is, and he kind of projects that to the dressing room as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Kieran Kilduff, a huge win for the Naoc tonight against Shamrock Rovers. So many big moments to go through in the game, but just firstly, how are you feeling after that one?
Delighted. Huge overpour of emotion after the game. Obviously, we've had a great start to the season, but maybe the last couple of weeks have been challenging in terms of results. But what a brave performance. It had everything. We stayed in the game. I thought we were excellent in the first half, stayed in the game at times in the second half. Goal of the season contender, a red card, and then you're weathering a few storms, but you were always going to. You're playing the five time of the last six league title champions and the current league leader, so it was always going to have to be a bit of that. And the heart the lads showed is massive, and I'm delighted for them.
Talk me through that goal, first of all. I mean, I was here the week when Tyree scored the goal against Derry. That one is just up a 100 level. Vinnie Pert was on co-commentary. He said it's the second best goal he's ever seen in Laurel Park behind Michael Duffy's in Europe a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Where do you rank that one?
It's up there. Look, Tyree's collection of goals for us already this year is quite special, but you'd fancy him. He's the guy in that area. He's our left wing back popping up in that area that we probably spoke about. I think it was Horgs found him in that deep pocket, but the technique that goes into that. I did pull him before the game and I told him I fancied him tonight. I think it's been a while since he scored for his own record. He went on a hot streak there for a while, but no, he's a special footballer. But one I'm so happy to have at the club. Just as well he scored because his brother got sent off. So I call it quits on that family for tonight.
One of the players who was at the back in goals, Enda Minogue. I mean, this three, I think it's fair to say they were world-class saves towards the end there. What have you said to him after that?
Listen, I suppose I thanked and praised every one of them individually. Enda's probably going to get a special one. In the most bizarre circumstances after the goal, Enda's dad's a photographer. And I went to kick a ball, and I'm pretty certain I broke his camera. So, it's a mixed emotion night for the Minogue family, I suppose. But no, look, it was Enda's been was spectacular tonight. Those saves, we did speak about before the game when you're having your word with him that you knew he was going to have to make saves. We knew he was going to be busy. He was at the tail end of the game, but key moments win games, and obviously Tyreek's has won and Enda's had a couple as well, so it's a big night for big players.
I think you might forgive you the camera break for maybe some of the performance and the onus that Enda's going to get tonight. The defence as a whole, obviously we know JR got sent off towards the end, but to keep a side like that at bay for 90 minutes and beyond, 7-8 minutes into added time as well, after maybe some of the results of the last couple of weeks and maybe the easiness to get down disheartened at them, how do you credit the defence there?
Oh, look, they've been amazing, and they've had to go to that place. We've got a lot of red cards this year, but it's because we pressed so bravely and high, and I think the red card, there's probably a correlation between the red cards and the points tally, because even in Talla, when you go toe-to-toe with them at large periods, we got Vinnie Leonard sent off. We play on that edge. Obviously, we're disappointed. We don't want red cards. It was in one area we couldn't afford. Another suspension, obviously, we're thin back there anyway. But no, look, at the lads put their bodies on the line. The lads scrapped for every ball. I haven't seen JR's second yellow back. It looked like he was trying to block it, but if it was reckless, so be it. But thankfully, the lads dug in and we got the win over the line in the end.
I know it's a day that you probably want to hear a load of joy and revel in the joy, but like on the other side of things, does the red card count worry you a little bit at the back?
Sorry, what way?
Does the red card, like the amount of red cards over the couple of seasons? Plays on the edge.
Yeah, no, look, it's not just them. I think A. Durbin got one in the middle. Like, they're all different. It's not that it's on an edge. Like, even Daryl Horgan got one for time waste, which isn't us at all. But no, when you're going man for man, when you're probably emergency defending, when there's an air of desperation around the defending side of the game, that edge is always going to come out. And it's not like we're overzealous in our tackling or anything like that, but a lot of them tend to be two yellows, if that makes sense. And they're just catching up on us a little bit. It's obviously something we'd like to keep out of the game, but I suppose it's priced in when you're that aggressive.
Just finally, obviously we've seen you come out onto the pitch before games and kind of thank all four corners of the crowd. It was just under 3,000 here tonight, but it felt like an authentic old school football ground when the goal went in and even throughout the 90. How special does it feel to walk out and play in front of this crowd every week?
Well, that was, I think, probably just the way we hung on, a special feeling at the end. They're amazing. The support here are amazing. I haven't had it easy. We've suffered a lot in recent years, and even in the small term, in the micro scale of it, in the last couple of weeks, it's been tough as well. When you're used to winning and now you're not, we're going to lose more games this year. We're going to win more. That's the league. But tonight was electric. Tonight was how I remember Oriel Park as a player, when we were winning things. We're a long way from that yet, but you could feel that special bit of, you know, I suppose, dust about the place, where it's just a special night. And tonight is a special night. There's not a Dundalk fan not going to enjoy their weekend now. I'm not saying to get any bigger, but it's got a big one next Friday as well with Drogheda. So, you know, a loud derby and Premier Division again. These were the games we want to be part of. We had a good night tonight, but it'll be very quickly focused on to a good night next week.
Nice meeting, Kieran. Well done. Thanks, enjoy the weekend.
Off the ball. GAA.
And even in the start of the first half, I was actually close enough to him when the game was going on and things weren't going well for us, Gorman, and he was still the same. Like, you wouldn't even know if they're winning or losing. That's kind of the way he is, and he kind of projects that to the dressing room as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.